And this is Overdrive Reality here in the new studio, as I like to call it, or whatever our background is, the Sound Vault. We named it the Sound Vault. The Overdrive Reality Sound Vault. As you can see here, it's myself, MT Matt, and Adam Malkowski to my right, and Mate to the left. And it took us a while, but we are here in the new studio, guys.
Yeah, it's a great new studio.
It's way better than where we are, thanks to Mate for his awesome location. What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing is going on except Tesla's autopilot car.
Wait, what?
Tesla has an autopilot feature. You didn't hear about the new Tesla?
I didn't hear about the new Tesla autopilot feature. So I'm out of the news.
There was an update with Tesla, and the car starts to pick up on your driving habits, and it's called autopilot, and it'll drive itself. There's a lot of YouTube videos on it. It's kind of crazy to watch. I'd be kind of scared of it, though.
I would be scared of it, too. I mean, but what's the retail on it?
But a Tesla's like 90 grand.
90, for like, what, your basic model or what?
Yeah, probably.
Tesla's I thought it was 60 grand for your basic model, yeah. Basic car.
But yeah, if you want autopilot, that's going to be like 120 grand.
On the door. Well, there's no locks on a standard Tesla.
No, that's what I was just reading about that and watching some YouTube videos about that Tesla.
But why would you be scared of it?
The autopilot?
Yeah.
Because my phone goes haywire, dude. Like, now I'm driving me on the expressway.
Even if they claim that it's perfected, and it's perfected in every way.
No, they don't claim it's perfected. Well,
What if it's perfected?
No, I would never trust
that. You
wouldn't
trust that?
What about,
I know they have new features on semis that do the auto braking, right?
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't even trust that?
Even trust that parallel park thing.
Well, say Mercedes has got the parallel park, and Lexus has the parallel park.
I bet you I could out parallel park that.
you're absolutely right. You probably could. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't invest in a Tesla anyways, but just autopilot doesn't want to make me buy the car even more. It doesn't make me want to buy the car more.
Well, what's wrong with Teslas?
I don't want an electric car.
Why not?
You don't want to save money on gas?
Dude, I'm going to pay 120 grand for a Tesla, probably with autopilot, and I'm going to sit there and be like, I could pay $6,000 for a car that just takes gas.
Yeah, you know.
And then I can sit there and drive and just put 20 bucks a week in a gas tank. I think I'll be all right.
But think about the future.
But then again, you have to worry about...
Plus the insurance on that bitch.
Put oil in the engine. You have to wait about wear and tear on engine parts. More than an electric car.
You guys are bragging so much about Teslas right now, but do either of you own a Tesla?
No, but I'm going to buy one.
Yes.
I'm going to go Tesla.
Are you going to Uber with the Tesla?
Yeah, dude, you make hella cash Uber with it. I just said hella cash. What am I, fucking drugs? No, but the Google car... Now, that I'd be extremely scared of is the Google self-driving car.
Wait, what's the Google self-driving car now?
Did you fucking just not read the newspaper? The Google self-driving car?
No, I've been trying to sit here and figure out the setup.
It follows the Google Maps, right?
Yeah.
I know that.
It follows,
that.
Like, streets. It's the
Is it hooked up to Google Fiber?
No, not yet. But that's the other thing that's becoming Chicago as well. No, the Google self-driving car, it's just, like, two seats and a little pod, and it drives you around. You tell it where to go. It's a Google self-driving car.
That's kind of cool, actually, when you really think about it. I would be interested in something like that.
But then again, it's Google.
It's Google.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen this Google self-driving car?
Dude, Google perfects everything.
Look how messed up the Google Maps are.
Yeah. No, Google Maps are okay. I like
Google Maps are pretty good. They're better than iPhone Maps.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And I own iPhone.
But that Google self-driving car, that thing is a joke.
I mean, I guess.
All right. So now picture this. So you're at a bar, right? You're talking up some chick like, yeah, bro, what's up, girl? You know, we'll go back to my place after this. And now you have to get in your Google car, dude. Have you seen what these Google cars look like? They look like a little bubble with four wheels on them.
All right. Is it like a smart car, like a version of a smart car?
Dude, it looks worse than a smart car.
Whoa. Okay, then I wouldn't be driving one of these Google cars.
I get the whole idea. It drives itself and picks you up. But like, how are you going to be like, sup, girl, come check out my Google car? I mean, there's going to be a market of chicks that are into that. I mean, the only plus of the Google car is going to be that you could fuck somebody in that car while it's driving.
Yes. Wait,
because it drives
itself.
That's the best. I mean, I don't know. You got to get like some sun protectors or maybe some real dark tics, and you just start pounding somebody in the back.
Do you can push her against the bubble window, man? I mean, it'll be all set. Just start railing her from behind, bro, while the car's driving in front of you.
I don't even know if you're going to call it roadhead in the Google car. I mean, it's just normal head because the car's driving itself. Yeah. It gets rid of all the challenge.
Technically, you're still on the road, so it still would be roadhead.
I mean, I could get a blowjob standing in the middle of the street. Is that considered roadhead as well?
Streethead or side roadhead.
Streethead, dude, that's hoodhead right there.
That is hood. Ratchet. That's hood as hood.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is. That's... I don't know. The Google car, I don't think it'll ever be perfected or ever even come out, the Google car.
No, they're going to catch on.
You think
so? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Google Fiber is supposed to catch on in Chicago 8 months ago, and it hasn't even hit here yet.
Because there's a lot of obstacles to that. But these self-driving cars are going to be the future. Or electric cars.
Well,
electric cars are the future.
That, There's like a demo video of the flying, half flying, half driving car, right?
That's a disaster.
Now, why is it a disaster?
Why? A half driving, half flying car?
Yeah.
I mean, all right. So you already see car accidents that are killing people.
Yep.
Now you want a flying car that's going to crash through your front window?
But what if it's a self-piloting car?
That's even worse! A self-piloting flying car is going to crash through your window. All right, now you got a guy that's drunk driving a flying car. Like, I need to get home. Oh, I heard another story of a lady who was so drunk she didn't know she was in New Jersey driving a car. She got pulled over, and she's driving around, and the cops pulled over, and they asked, like, Miss, what's the problem? She's like, where's New Jersey? Miss, you're in New Jersey. She was so. Now imagine her in a flying car.
No, that's
now,
true.
Now, what are the? You think that now, since if they did ever come out with flying cars, that now would you not only have a driver's license but a pilot's license?
That is actually a very good point, because you're technically driving a flying vehicle. Not a flying vehicle. You're driving like almost an aircraft.
Yeah. Not only that, but would that have produced more problems with what are those guys calling the air towers?
Oh,
air traffic control.
I don't think they would fly that high, though.
No, I think that you'd probably get like 5-6 feet off the ground
probably
and hover.
Just enough to go over someone's house and clip their chimney.
Now, I can see that happening.
But, I mean, I don't think, flying hover cars were actually in Back to the Future, right? That's the thing. It's like,
but
they were supposed to be they were supposed to be here now, and it's like,
I mean, that was a movie.
But the thing is, it's like, how long until we actually get something?
I mean,
like
there was also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, they're not here yet either. I'm waiting.
How do we know? Have you been in the sewers to look and see if they're there?
I'm waiting for Splinter to crawl out one of these days. But
like, what about Spider-Man?
I guarantee you, I believe in Spider-Man, bro. Just like I believe in the Power Rangers, I believe in Spider-Man.
Okay, what about the Hulk?
There is the Hulk, dude. Have you seen these, like, you go on like those bodybuilding like websites, or you know what the worst thing is like on someone's Instagram, like somebody lifting weights on Instagram, you don't know, like if you click the video, it's kind of like watching a weird porn, because it's just like some guy like lifting weights and like grunting a little bit, like, or like doing pull-ups, like why the fuck are you Instagramming that?
No, that's very true. And I mean, I, because you get the search feed. And I see them on a search feed all the time.
No, those are like my normal friends.
But I mean, the flying hover cars, I mean, we'll see what's actually going to happen in the future. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think I'll probably be passed on before we even get to
it. This is it. This is it right here. You ready for this, mate? Flying monster trucks. Boom!
Then what was the point of
it? Just hovers right over the car.
You go to a monster truck show to watch cars being crushed. Why would I want to see that?
Next gen is they want to watch trucks fly over cars, because that's what's going to be.
No, I see hover demolition cars possibly.
Flying in the air?
Yeah.
Dude, that would be sweet. Hover demolition derby.
Don't they have that Red Bull like plane racing?
Mm-hmm.
You slam that cup down any harder, you're going to break the table. Incredible Hulk over here.
We're on a budget.
But there's some of the people that enter that competition.
Demolition derby?
No, the Red Bull.
The plane races? Yeah. I wouldn't do anything like that.
You wouldn't?
No.
No. Why not?
I wouldn't even enter myself in Demolition Derby.
Why not?
I don't want my head getting cut off.
You're not going to get cut off in Demolition Derby. You got a full roll cage and like a 5-point harness.
You do not have a full roll cage. I've seen some Demolition Derby drivers that do not have full roll cages. Syracuse, New York, for example.
Yeah, it's Syracuse, New York. Dude, a real Demolition Derby. Dude, you got to like bust out the windshield, put like some chicken fence and stuff. They're not going to cut your head off, dude. They're not going for blood. Like, they're just trying to crash your car so it stops driving. Well, I mean, that's basically Stony Island on a Friday, dude.
Oh, dang.
That is very true. That is very, very true. That is Stony Island on another Friday night. So, I don't know if anybody's in here are actually coffee drinkers. Are you a coffee drinker?
No.
Are you a coffee drinker?
Every so often.
So am I. I mean, Keurig actually getting bought out by a private company. I mean, that's...
I mean, isn't Keurig already a private company?
Right, but I mean, being brought up by another private company, I didn't even think they would... They make a ton of money, man. I mean, $14 billion, I would think more like get bought out for more than that.
Keurig's are pretty popular. They're like quick little coffee makers.
Yeah, those. If you don't drink.
I think the only time I had Keurig was at your house.
Yeah, I made you hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I think I made you hot chocolate at the house one day. So, do you have a Keurig coffee maker?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do. Damn, why didn't we make coffee and I'm drinking other stuff out of here?
You didn't ask.
I could have put like a coffee liqueur and coffee in here.
Yeah. They have like the donut shop coffee. Isn't that like a Keurig?
That's actually one of the most popular ones. The donut shop coffee. Donut shop coffee.
What's so popular about the donut shop coffee?
I don't know. I guess it's the most popular one. Shop. Tastes like you're in a donut shop.
Oh, I was asking, like, does it taste like donuts?
No, I know.
I think it's like You're getting it from a donut shop.
It's like you're going to a diner, I'm assuming. That's what I always thought of, like an old school diner.
Donut shop. Right out. Maybe. No, I don't know.
Because even Dunkin' Donuts coffee sucks. Well, at least I think it sucks.
I've had it a few times, like just sipped it off somebody else's, but I've never went there and actually ordered a coffee.
Oh, so you don't look like you drink coffee or energy drinks. You don't need any of that stuff anyways.
I'll drink some Red Bull with a splash of vodka. Oh, yeah,
you do drink some of that Red Bull with a splash of vodka.
Like, if I had, like, there's a few times I went to Dunkin' Donuts, but I swear, instead of giving me regular black coffee, they gave me decaf coffee.
How can you taste
the difference? You just drink your coffee straight black?
Yes.
Okay.
So I need cream and sugar.
I used to, but, I mean, it kind of dilutes it, and then not only that, but it would make the crash a lot more sooner, because you know how they talk about the caffeine crash?
Yeah.
If you had cream and sugar, it brings the crash.
Sugar,
less of
yeah. Right. That's what they say about like Red Bull. You drink the sugar-free Red Bull, you won't have as hard of a crash as opposed to regular Red Bull.
And the energy lasts a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I believe it. Another thing, we just talked about Google a couple minutes ago. What do you think about Firefox no longer on smartphones? I mean, I thought Firefox was a dying product to begin with from when it first started. Did you ever use Firefox?
Yeah, on like an old PC I had.
It was like I always heard people use it on the old Macs, Firefox.
There was a couple people when it came out that bragged about it like crazy, and I did used to use it because it was either you had Firefox or Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I chose Firefox because it ran faster. And then when Google came out with Chrome, The one thing Firefox had that Google doesn't, it has like you could have downloaded like all those like. It was like the Zenga of the days, where you could change the background of the Firefox,
yeah, you can
customize everything and whatnot. It was the Zenga, and wow, did I really just bring up Zenga?
I never had a Zenga.
You never? I thought you did have a Zenga.
I never had a Zenga. I had a MySpace, and then I had a Facebook, and then that was it.
I swore you had a Zenga.
Never Zenga.
Did you have a Zenga?
I've never even heard of Zenga.
See, I had a Zenga, and Zenga was like where you blogged
blogged.
But it's like you could completely customize it. Well, MySpace were able to completely customize too.
Well, yeah.
But so that's what Firefox was able to do. That was the only cool thing. I mean, but Google I think Google kills everybody. I mean, Google, I think they're going to eventually.
Google has like a social network.
Plus.
Google Plus.
That never took off.
Yeah, who takes you to Google Plus?
Nobody. That never took off.
The only thing that Google Plus does now is with the Android phones, like saves like game saves. Like if you have game apps that have affiliated with Google Plus, they'll save like data. But that's
They got smart to Google, so it's for people who have to create a new account. So if like you go on YouTube, you need to create a YouTube account. You have to go through Plus.
Yeah, it makes you a Google Plus.
Yeah, they changed it.
And Gmail.
Yeah, I was like, okay, done. And actually, what I found out this year when we were at a summit for Monster Jam, that like we're talking about social networking and engineering. Did you know Facebook is not the number one thing people log into anymore? It is Instagram.
Well, that.
Probably, yeah.
People, we were taught like number one where people go to look for as trends. Mm-hmm. It's not Facebook, it's not Twitter, it's actually Instagram. We found out,
yeah.
And I can see it because you can use all the hashtag, click a hashtag, and all those photos and posts come up.
Yeah, it kind of syncs. Yeah, it's more or less like Twitter with photos, though.
Do you think Facebook's gonna eventually die down ever?
Yeah, it will. I mean,
mm-hmm. As long as what technology keeps boosting up, yeah.
But I don't think anything can replace Facebook.
Yes, it will. People will log off it. Somebody will make another social network of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of Facebook. I mean, I have it and go in there and check it, but I don't post. I'm a bigger fan of Snapchat.
Actually, what you do on Facebook is what I do. You check into places every so often.
I never checked.
I could have sworn I've seen you check in before.
Everybody checks me into places.
Oh, Facebook. Okay.
Like I'll go on Facebook sometimes and see like a news article or something like that, but.
I don't ever post anymore.
I'm more of a fan of Snapchat.
I haven't changed my profile picture in 9 months.
Speaking of Facebook, I love that picture of you with the, was it the Elfie?
Oh, Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom did that.
Yeah, I did see that on Facebook.
See, like, I mean, Facebook's cool. I like it. I
use Snapchat more. Snapchat's more fun. It's for you and your closest friends compared to the 500 people that are on Facebook.
I don't think I have that.
Because I'm not going to sit there. I sit there and repost to people on Facebook of, you know, my baby is the best looking. And I had the flu for 5 fucking days. It's like, I don't care about your flu. I don't care about your baby.
See, exactly,
you know?
Exactly what you're saying. That's the reason why Facebook's taking a decline right now. Because when it first came out, it was kind of cool. Like, oh, I can track what everybody's saying. But now you're like, I don't care what everyone's saying anymore. I don't care where you've been.
I don't care if you take a picture of the meatloaf you made for dinner.
I don't care where we went for vacation. You know where I went for vacation? Nowhere, because I'm broke. I'm running in my face.
But there always, I think there'll always be at least three. You got your Snapchat, your Instagram, and your Facebook types.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have different preferences.
Or Twitter.
Well, see, thing, I like Twitter because I'll sit there and just, it's not that I will rant, but I'll post like, you know, a thing like about that I saw on ESPN and I just like express my opinion about it. It's a quick one sentence opinion and you leave it. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. And you post that on Facebook, you have 50 to 70 people commenting. And I'm like, dude, this is not why I posted it. It's just.
Yeah. And your phone goes off constantly because people are commenting or liking it. And it's just, it gets annoying.
And people, and people sit there and, you know, what I hear about relationships on Facebook, they sit there and say, you know, why don't you post pictures of us on Facebook? Or why won't you post pictures? You know,
dude, it's got to be Facebook official, dude.
Come on.
It has to be Facebook official.
Why does it have to be Facebook official?
Because that's the law.
Are you Facebook official?
I'm Facebook official.
You are not Facebook official.
That's a social network law.
You are not Facebook official.
Dude, if it's not Facebook official, dude, it's not real.
What?
I don't know
that,
if I believe.
No. So how did it? How did it go then? Before Facebook was around,
dude. You weren't a couple. You weren't a couple. I mean, so you were someone's number one on their MySpace because you know you're such a.
I remember that.
The only way it was official is if you had like actual pictures of each other.
Yeah.
Where you went to the Walgreens and have photos.
Oh, dude, it's all about that picture people, dude. That extra, Matt's been there. Those extra super glossy, like 8x10s, dude.
You're actually talking about Magic Photo.
Yeah, Magic Photo picture.
I've been there before.
Yeah, they put, it's basically they put like the worst Instagram filter.
The worst one they can find. It's so glossy.
They add like some lens flares in there for some reason, and then the super gloss paper.
Oh yeah, and especially a lot of women were into those, taking those photos. That's
right. They were. A lot of the women were always called the boyfriend. I've had two of them.
Especially Hispanic women.
I had two of them. Hey, you? Yes.
Yes. Always Hispanic women.
Because I had two of them.
White people could do it too, you know.
I was white and did it, but I didn't ask for you to do it. But I went and did them. We're gonna wrap this up. This is MT Matt with Adam Malkowski, and mate. Actually, I'm gonna redo it again. This is Empty Matt over here with Adam Malkowski.
Traffic on the
mate,
tens and the twos.
On the tens and the twos here with Overdrive Reality. We hope you have enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next week here on Overdrive Reality. That is a wrap.